Iraqi aircraft have carried out airstrikes against the positions of ISIL Takfiri terrorists in Salah ad-Din province. Iraq's defense ministry says the airstrikes have killed a number of ISIL terrorists in recent weeks. Iraqi forces have made significant gains against ISIL in Tikrit and elsewhere. Most parts of the city have been cleared of the terrorists, and many of them have been killed. Officials in Baghdad say that the Iraqi army, backed by popular forces, is capable of pushing the terrorists out of all territories under ISIL's occupation.
Iraqi forces have liberated about 8,000 square kilometers of land in Salah ad-Din province in 11 days without the help of the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Secretary General of the Badr Organization, Hadi Al-Amiri, says that there is no need for the participation of coalition aircraft. He says the international coalition led by the United States is unable to liberate any area in Iraq. He revealed that the Iraqi forces have gathered evidence that confirms the U.S.-led coalition planes airdropping arms and aid to terrorist groups in Thousand Salah ad-Din.
The victories in Salah ad-Din have proven that Iraqi troops, along with volunteer forces, can restore security and liberate territories. Iraq Air Force's strikes have also proven effective without the help from the U.S.-led coalition.
The leader of Badr organization, Amiri, said that Iranian Commander Major General Qasem Soleimani is present whenever he is needed to offer good advice, the issue that was earlier criticized by the U.S.
What is happening on the ground is the result of Iraqi forces' efforts. The American intervention is not needed here. They are not serious in their fight against ISIL. Iraqis are capable of liberating their land, and they do not need the U.S. or its coalition.
Amiri said that the liberation of Mosul and the rest of the occupied areas in Salah ad-Din and Kirkuk will take not more than 3 or 4 months. The recent gains by Iraqi forces in Salah ad-Din have proved their ability to advance without the help of the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Rahshan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.